Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord of armies. I long and yearn for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh cry out for the living God. Even a sparrow finds a home, and a swallow a nest for herself, where she places her young, near your altars, Lord of armies, my King and my God. How happy are those who reside in your house, who praise you continually. Happy are the people whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a source of spring water. Even the autumn rain will cover it with blessings. They go from strength to strength. Each appears before God in Zion. Lord God of armies, hear my prayer. Listen, God of Jacob. Consider our shield, God. Look on the face of your anointed one. Better a day in your courts than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than live in the tents of wicked people. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord grants favor and honor. He does not withhold the good from those who live with integrity. Happy is the person who trusts in you, Lord of armies. This is the word of the Lord.
Open. Well, as we've seen and as we've been thinking about through that video, the sufficiency of our riches as we continue our series on God's generosity, our generosity. Let me pray. Our Father God, we thank you that we can gather together here tonight. We thank you for the blessing of fellowshipping with other believers. We thank you that we don't just gather here and try to figure out what to do, but that we come with the expectation that you are in our midst and that you speak to us through your word. We thank you for the word that we have had read, and we pray now as the word is expounded that your spirit will be at work and that you will speak to us clearly and strongly, and that this word will encourage us, build us up, give us strength to keep walking in your ways. And we ask this for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, there are some verses in the scriptures that really make you sit up with a jolt. Sometimes they might make you sit up with a jolt because they confuse you. Other times because they speak of the wonders of God's grace and you're overwhelmed by them. Or sometimes you sit up with a jolt because they really jar with you because you find them difficult verses, perhaps about conquesting the land or verses like that. But there are other verses that make you sit up with a jolt because they seem to offer too much. Verses such as 2 Corinthians 12:9, "My grace is sufficient for you." Or Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." Or Matthew 7:7, "Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you." Well, there's a couple of verses in our passage tonight that I think make us sit up with a jolt because they really do seem to offer too much. They are verses 11 and 12 of Psalm 84. Let me read them for you again. "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord grants favour and honour. He does not withhold the good from those who live with integrity. Happy is the person who trusts in you, Lord of armies." The psalmist insists that God doesn't withhold the good from those who live with integrity. Or as the NIV puts it, "No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly." Is this promising too much? See, in other words, the promise is that all the good things we need, we have. To put it in terms of our sermon title, our riches are more than sufficient. However, doesn't experience tell us that God withholds lots of good things from lots of people who are His and who are people of integrity? Take, for example, Eric Liddell, the famous Scottish Olympian, celebrated in the film Chariots of Fire, which used to be Andrew's favourite film. Might still be. There you go. If you haven't seen it, you've got to watch it. Liddell became a missionary in China. And for 10 years, he taught in a school and then went further inland to do frontline evangelism. The work was not only challenging, but dangerous, because at that time, the Japanese were making inroads. Eventually, he was imprisoned with many other Westerners. And in that squalid camp, Liddell was a shining light and of good cheer and an example and guide to the many, many children in the camp who had not seen their parents for years. A few months before they were released, Liddell died of a brain tumour. He was 43. In this life, he never saw the youngest of his three daughters, ever. His wife and children had returned to Canada before the Japanese onslaught that rounded up foreigners. Didn't the Lord withhold from him a long life, years of fruitful service, the joy of rearing his own children? To the casual observer, one could certainly say that there were some key things missing in his portfolio of riches. His riches would appear to have been anything but sufficient. And yet, the promise remains. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord grants favour and honour. He does not withhold the good from those who live with integrity. Happy is the person who trusts in you, Lord of armies. Well, before returning to our conundrum, let us look at the psalm as a whole. And the first thing to note is a longing for God's presence. A longing for God's presence in verses 1 and 2. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord of armies. I long and yearn for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh cry out for the living God. The psalm opens with the psalmist longing to be in the presence of God. For an Old Testament believer, that meant being near the temple. The psalmist, so to speak, wanted to go and play at God's house. Now, as a kid, there were certain friends' houses that I loved to go to. Going to their house and hanging out with my friend and all the stuff they had, I loved it. And it always seemed more fun going there and hanging out than to be at home and be bored. Well, the psalmist wanted to be in God's house because that is where God was. See, what he was longing for was not just a place, as fancy as this place, the temple was, but the living God himself. If I'd go to my mate's place and his mother would answer the door and he wasn't home, I wouldn't say, well, let me come in, I love being here, I'll sit on your lounge, take it easy. No, it was all about being with my mate and hanging out. For the psalmist, he so wants to be in God's presence that he is even jealous of the birds who live in the proximity of the temple. Verse 3. Even a sparrow finds a home and a swallow a nest for herself, where she places her young near your altars, Lord of armies, my King and my God. Yes, a longing for God's presence. And secondly, a journey towards God's presence. In verse 5, we read of the experience of the pilgrims who are on their journey towards the temple. And they realise that their strength comes from God. And they know that tough times can bring forth the fruit of righteousness. Follow with me from verse 5. Happy are the people whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a source of spring water. Even the autumn rain will cover it with blessings. They go from strength to strength. Each appears before God in Zion. Now, we don't know where this valley of Baca is, even if there was such a place. But the Baca tree is a tree that grows in arid places. And so the idea here is one journeys towards God. There may be dry times. There may be desert experiences. There may be, no, there will be difficult times to go through. And for some, it will be as difficult as that example in our video of losing a daughter. But the secret is to keep going, to continue to be a pilgrim, and to remember that God's grace is sufficient for us. John Bunyan, the famous author of Pilgrim's Progress, wrote these words to the hymn, adapted from his famous book, during his 12-year prison sentence for refusing to conform to the official state church. He who would valiant be, gainst all disaster, let him in constancy follow the master. There's no discouragement shall make him once relent, his first avowed intent to be a pilgrim, to continue on that road that God wants us to travel. And if you've never read Pilgrim's Progress, get a hold of it. There's a modern version, so it gets rid of the these and the thous. You can cope with the old English. And you'll be encouraged in your spiritual journey. For with one's eye on the prize, you can find blessings in tough places. God's grace is sufficient. His riches towards you are sufficient. And despite the arid experience, it may be in God's hands a source of spring water or autumn rain, as the imagery has it here. God can and sometimes does bring down showers of blessings in the midst of tough times. Or the difficulties he can take away for a time. Or the difficulties he uses to bring us back on track. As the psalmist says elsewhere, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I keep your word. And as the pilgrim continues his journey to Jerusalem, he goes from strength to strength as God uses the good and the bad to renew one's strength. The end result is appearing before God in Zion for those under the old covenant. And for the new covenant believer, that's us, they will indeed appear before him in heaven. This, friends, is the sufficiency of God's riches in action. A longing for God's presence, a journey towards God's presence, and now, thirdly, a contentment in God's presence. In verse 4, the psalmist who is absent from the temple and God's presence knows where the secret of contentment lies. So we read, how happy, or in other versions, how blessed are those who reside in your house, who praise you continually. And then from verse 8, we have the prayer of the pilgrim. In verse 9, he describes his God as a shield. In verse 11, he is described as a sun and a shield. The sun represents the shining of God's blessings upon us, and the shield represents the bringing of God's protection for us. And so in that sense, these images are a commentary on the verses before. For the pilgrim, there will be blessings in the midst of the Valley of Baca experience. And there will be protection. Not in the sense that all trials go away. The Valley of Baca is the one valley that every pilgrim must go through. But provision to keep going and not to be defeated by our trials. In this, we can see the sufficiency of God's riches. And in verse 10, we see how to be desired the presence of God is, and what a place of contentment it is. Where do you look for contentment? Or where does our modern world look for contentment? Whether it be in stuff, or sexual liberation, or in achievement. Well, what does the psalmist say? Verse 10. Better a day in your courts than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than live in the tents of wicked people. One day at God's house, much better than 1,000 elsewhere. One day at my mate's house, much better than lots of days elsewhere. But here, only a day. Only standing on the threshold, only a doorkeeper. And yet such a fleeting and distant contact with God would be sufficient. Indeed, it would be more satisfying than anything else. And yet we know that God promises us much more than a day and much more than just standing at the front porch. A longing for God's presence, a journey towards God's presence, a contentment in God's presence, and lastly, the sufficiency of God's presence. Let us look at these key verses again. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord grants favour and honour. He does not withhold the good from those who live with integrity. Happy is the person who trusts in you, Lord of armies. What God holds back from his people is not nothing. Let us get that straight. That is where the prosperity gospel comes unstuck. God does hold back things, but he doesn't hold back any good thing. No good thing will he keep from his people. Yes, he will hold back some things. Some of them may be deep desires of our hearts, but no good thing will he withhold. Now, at times that might cause confusion. But we trust. For Eric Liddell, not seeing his wife and not seeing one of his children at all. Or for someone to be like we heard in that video, as happened to a minister that was in the Sydney diocese where he was driving along and the car in front had an accident. And it had his two daughters in it. And one of them died in his arms on the side of the road. And yet he could still say, God's grace was sufficient for me. See, what we have is sufficient. And to know that God knows is enough. And we see the amazing depth and breadth of this promise in the gospel in terms of not holding back any good thing for us. Next week we'll be looking at Romans 8 in more detail, but just for now, verses 31 and 32. And let these words sink in to your soul. If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not even spare his own son, but offered him up for us all, how will he not also with him grant us everything? Now, in terms of the context, we'll see more next week. But the words are remarkably similar to Psalm 84:11, are they not? Or Philippians 4:19, and my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Again, note the familiarity to Psalm 84. So friends, let me ask you this tonight. In terms of your experience, in terms of the things that are on your mind, the things that worry you, the things that you fear you may miss out on. Do you believe that God's riches are sufficient for you? Do you believe that he doesn't withhold the good from you if you walk with him in integrity? Eric Liddell certainly did. For him, a day in the courts of his God was better than 1,000 elsewhere. How do we know that? Well, his favourite hymn, a verse goes like this. Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend. Through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. It is no wonder then that he and John Bunyan and we can say with great conviction the words of verses 11 and 12. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord grants favour and honour. He does not withhold the good from those who live with integrity. Happy is the person who trusts in you, Lord of armies. His rich provision is indeed sufficient. Amen. Now, Andrew, do we have a memory verse on the screen or not? You're going to do it? Great, thanks.